The hogs are in paradise, and the buzz is there, too. We're going live to Baja Mar Resort in Nassau and talk Razorback basketball. This special report is brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. By UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for the Arkansas Razorbacks. By Gen Wealth Financial Advisors, helping you discover, protect, and share true financial independence. And by the University of Arkansas System, for every Arkansan, for every future, one system, one state, embedded with the hogs and soaking up the sun in the Bahamas. Here is Trey Schaap.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The Hogs are gonna win by 40 again today. Ba-ba-ba. 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 Trey Schaap, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
What time is it in the Bahamas?
9:08.
9:08, Roger. It's 9:08.
Another morning?
A sloppy first half for the Hogs yesterday against Televeril. Tony Moreau, I don't know, Tony Romo, but then they blow him out in the second half, much to be, you know, as was expected. Just tell us what you thought of the game yesterday.
Well, I thought they really played a good second half. They locked down defensively. The team from Columbia shot a lot of threes in the first half. I think they shot like 23 or 26 three-pointers, and they kind of cooled off in the second half, and a lot of that was the fact that Arkansas kind of locked down. There was a player, Leo Salazar, had 17 points all in the first half. He was 6 of 13 from the floor, 5 of 12 behind the three-point line. He played 31 minutes, but that's all he scored, all in the first half. And Bruiser Flint, who was coaching the team yesterday, said that they talked in the locker room at halftime on, you know, not committing stupid turnovers, because I think they had 9 turnovers at the half, which in the 2 previous games, they only had 10 turnovers for the entire game. So they worked on that. Billy Richmond, I remember, he jumped and tried to throw a pass, and it got stolen. And you can't just leave your feet not knowing where you're going with the basketball. And I think he kind of got caught doing that at least once that I remember. Only 12 turnovers for the game, so 3 in the second half. So they played a much better second half.
The game today, they've won all 3 games by right 40 points. And so I heard Sully last night on Channel 7 said the team they're going to play today is the worst of all the 4. So they might win by 50 or 60 today. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know if you can get much worse than the Bahamas team, but I did actually see. I believe they're called the Dinos, who they're playing today out of Calgary University. I saw a group that had backpacks and said Dinos walking around the resort here one day. And, yeah, they're very small. They don't have much height unless they were not with them at some point, those players. So I think this is a game that Arkansas cruises. Hopefully they don't have any struggles in the first half. Maybe they come out a little stronger in the first couple of minutes instead of trying to really feel the team out. Now, this Columbia, the team from Columbia they played yesterday, Torres de Valle, they had 5 players pick up 4 fouls each. So they were really close to a couple of players fouling out. Arkansas has been nowhere close to that. They committed 26 fouls in the game, did the team from Columbia. Arkansas just 10. But I think, yeah, Baz, today it's about making sure no one gets injured and you get out of here with a win and you get back to Northwest Arkansas.
I was talking to a sports agent, I think it was yesterday, and he was telling me how his son went to school with George Smith Jr. I think it's in Pennsylvania, I want to say. It was Virginia, okay. And he said, I'm sorry, that he actually went to Penn State as a student, but he said his son went to the same high school as George Smith Jr., and they knew this guy was going to be, you know, a superstar. And the movie made yesterday, Roger, I don't know if you saw it. Christian, I don't know if you saw it. He takes the guy out of the basket, and it looks like – he's wearing Michael Jordan's number, right? Isn't he 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes a move to the basket, just, first of all, flies by the guy, goes up, dunks it, hangs to the rim a little bit. I mean, it looked Jordan-esque. I mean, that to me, that was the, like, okay, You know, that's different than Acuff. Acuff was a heck of a player, and Acuff can make a move to the basket, but I don't think he had the athleticism that we saw on that play.
Well, and I was actually recording some video of that play, and that's posted on Buzz Twitter. I think Chuck's going to try and put that out on some other platforms as well. I've had problems trying to post to Facebook down here for some reason. I'm not sure what it is. But yeah, it was just a move that, and I even asked Bruiser Flynn about it after the game about, you know, just what he brings to the game and that move and how it just lifts, you know, the entire team up. And I'm sure they've seen that a lot in practice, but to actually see it in action, I mean, it's something special. I told Vickery, Bill Vickery on Sunday when I was on with him that he is worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Buy your ticket and go watch him play a game.
What about the big kid who's only 17? Did he get the start yesterday? I want to say I saw that. Did he get the start?
Origu, yes.
Yeah, he got the start.
8 points, four rebounds.
But, you know, Trey, it's so hard to tell. This competition is so weak. It's just hard to tell. We expect our team to dominate. We expect the Razorbacks to dominate. But can you look at him and just say, do you think he'll be able to contribute against a really quality team? Do you think he's still a young guy that's going to take some work because of his age?
I think he's learning, and I think the more he can process and pick it up, I think he's going to be a contributor, just like Davion Thompson. I mean, Davion Thompson's another reclassifier who had 12 points, four of eight from the floor, 2 of 5, 2 of 2 at the free throw line yesterday, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 foul, no turnovers in just 15 minutes yesterday. So there's another player, too, that, you know, a reclassifier that played really well.
Yeah, it's and I tell you, what is up with these the names of these basketball assistant coaches? You got Chin Coleman, and this one is Bruiser, right? And so anyway, they're all.
Yep.
So I thought it was cool too, John Walsh.
You know who you get today?
Who?
Brad Calipari. Calipari coaching today.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I was going to ask the. Also, you had John Walls yesterday. I thought it was guy. You know, it's cool to have one of the superstars under Cal come back and have a presence in the locker room and give his number out to everybody. And you know, the players loved having him there.
Yeah, no doubt. And they did. They kind of in the post game, Cal had him come up and talk. And I got two questions with John Wall after he left the locker room and asked him, you know, kind of what he said to him. He said, "Look, you know, I've been through what Cal's saying. Now, maybe he wasn't as tough on me, or maybe he was tougher on me than what he is now on you guys. But he just said, you know, he knows what he's doing." I mean, basically was the gist of the whole conversation that he wanted to relay to the team. And he said, "Look, this team could be the best defensive team that Cal has had."
Yeah.
And that goes back to his days at Kentucky. I mean, they play some defense. No matter what the score is, they are playing defense because David and Roger – Christian, they know that if they don't play defense, they don't play. And so it's a good luxury to have when you have a bench that is as deep as it is that you can say, okay, well, you're not getting it done on the defensive end, so I'm going to put someone else in that will.
Yeah, it's they definitely I can tell. You just tell the way they go out there expecting to play good defense. And it's fun. Listen, they're a fun group to watch. Again, you can't really take much away just because of the competition, other than just you can just see how athletic it will be. Now, when they get back, what's the first exhibition game that starts the season, and when is that, Trey? Is it in November?
Wow.
No, it'll be in October.
October, okay. Who would that be?
Yeah, and we don't have – I don't think we have the full schedule slate of when those games are actually going to be.
Yeah, wow.
I was trying to look through the game notes and see. I can tell you that we know that they're playing. Yeah, we don't have those yet. The next game that we have that is listed is November the 17th when they play Indiana up in Madison Square Garden. But they're going to play 3 exhibition games, one against Gonzaga. I believe that's going to be in Bud Walton Arena. I think one at Kansas, and they're looking at one more.
Anything else happening?
Possibly Memphis again.
Anything else happening around the scenes? Boosters, I know they did the cruise ship. Anything else interesting happening? Have you having good seafood down there, Trey? You're getting any sun? Swinging the golf clubs any?
I swung the golf club Sunday on the off day, so that's where I got my sun.
Yes.
And I have had some good seafood. Little shrimp, little lobster, Caribbean lobster tail. So I have had that. I know that last night, right after the game, they had a team meal for the guys. And so they, you know, with the quick turnaround, I mean, they're going to be down there here in probably 30, 40 minutes getting ready for this game, because it starts at noon and it's 9:17 here. So they're usually in there 2 hours before the game to get stretched out, everything, and get some shots up.
11 o'clock tip time. I told Roger, I thought I heard Matt Zimmerman yesterday on one of the clips, like he was doing the broadcast. Did he jump on with Flow Sports at one time or at some point and do that?
He's been doing the color. He's been the color analyst on the Razorback games with Flow Sports.
Oh, well, that's
for every
that's,
game.
That's smart. I didn't know that that was. Did you know that was going to happen? I don't think that was announced, was it?
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen. Now, I will tell you this. The guy that's doing the games on Flow Sports, there were two other games yesterday. He did them all by himself.
Oh, wow.
Talk about hard.
Yeah. Football practice starts. We had Ryan Silverfield's opening press conference yesterday. Everybody reports today. Practice will begin tomorrow. So you got, and of course tonight, Roger, is tonight Tuesday? Yeah, tonight. Yes. You've got the Hard Knocks on HBO with the Seattle Seahawks. You got the NFL Hall of Fame game Thursday night. Practice starts, as I mentioned, for the Razorbacks Wednesday. Of course, all the schools around the state, college and high school, are starting to practice. Trey, I mentioned you and I, again, will be together year 14.
Nice.
Going to all the games, you know, especially the away games. You and I will be going a night early to be able to videotape. So we're going to Nashville. We're going to College Station, Austin. Who am I leaving out? Nashville, Auburn.
Salt Lake City.
In Salt Lake City.
Auburn.
Yeah, so we'll be going in early to those places and doing some research and sending some social media back. And so we begin.
I think we're just going to replay the one from Austin from last year. Back to back years.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, hard to believe 14 years of doing that, man. It's here we go again.
Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be here before we know it.
I told Rick, I said, you know, when I made this commitment to do this for radio and for Channel 7, little did I know it would be the worst era from a win-loss standpoint in Razorback history.
Got to get better at some point.
I think so. Well, again, I'm tired of the talk, and I'm ready to see some
ready
action.
To play?
I'm ready to see some action. That's exactly right. All right, Trebo, good job.
Speaking of football real quick, now, I talked to Sean Andrews after the game last night and got some thoughts on him watching his son JJ played. JJ actually led the way yesterday
he
for
did.
The Razorbacks. The double-double for him.
Had a good
game. You know, 15 points, 13 rebounds. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a, you know, I think there was a post of him going to the basket. And for, what is he, 6'7", 225, 230. He's an agile guy. He probably could have played football, you know.
Yeah, 6'6", 225.
He'll, you know, his dad didn't have as long a career as Jason Peters did. But he still, listen, made the league and made some money, and a great legacy there. And you know, the fact that dad gets to go and be a part of that, I'm sure he's loving that.
Yeah, I asked him about how many games did he think he would be able to get to this year, and he said either he or his wife will be at every game, home and away. They're going to try to make every single game as much as possible. Now they do have. A younger son as well, who's still in school. He told me, we thought about homeschooling him, but we don't think we're going to go that route. And so there will be someone at every single game.
Is the youngest kid? Is he a future star?
Possibly.
All right, Trey. Today is the birthday of Billy Bob Thornton. If you had to pick one movie, by the way, I don't know if he mentioned how old he is. 71. What would you say your favorite role for Billy Bob Thornton is?
Sling Blade.
Yeah, I think that's easy number one. Although, as Roger mentioned, good in Armageddon. I forgot about Primary Colors, Roger. He was in Primary Colors.
He was James Carville.
Why don't you go get one of your girlfriends and go home to
eat? You know better to talk to me like that when I'm hurting, Linda.
I'm hurting, Linda.
Yeah, that's not Billy Bob
that's
Thornton.
That's okay. You got to throw it in there. How about this one?
What are their names?
Who?
The elves.
I can't remember. I think one of them's Sneezy and there's a Dopey. And
that's the Seven Dwarves.
I don't know. Kid, I just call him, you know, Bub. You know, I call him, I say, hey, Bub or Chief or whatever. You know, I tell him. What the fuck is wrong with you? I can't remember this shit. Does everything with you have to be a f***ing test?
How old are they?
I don't, you know, I've not seen that. I don't find that. Everybody says good movie. I just don't find that funny.
It's a favorite of a lot of people, but I don't find it. It hadn't captured me yet. I don't know. Maybe
it's
I haven't given it a chance.
I mean, it's not one that I'm going to rewatch all the time, but I don't mind it.
Let me tell you the movie that I can't believe I have not mentioned. That's one of my favorite movies. And let's see if I think Christian will know it. Roger, I think you know it. If I went A Simple Plan.
Oh, yeah.
He's with Bill Paxton, mm-hmm. Bridget Fonda, and he plays a role of the brother of Bill Paxton, who's the sort of special needs kid, autistic guy. And I think it's a great movie.
He's got a unique look in that one.
He does, and the way he responds. And Bill Paxton is a hateable character. If you haven't seen that, Trey, you ought to do it. But Simple Plan, put that one on your list.
Don't they, like, find some money or
they
something?
They do. Yeah. The drug lord.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Crashes and dies.
Well, why don't y'all give me the movie review, and then maybe I'll go watch it.
Okay.
And we're giving you a little one right now, but that's one, Roger.
Whoa!
What about pushing 10? What is pushing 10 about?
I don't think I've seen that.
It's T-I-N, isn't it?
Yeah, T-I-N. Yeah, I think he's a pilot in that. Of course, you got Bandits, you got Monsters Ball. Mm-hmm.
Tom Bandits?
Wasn't he in The Judge with Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall?
Oh, you know, well, first of all, how embarrassing are we that we did not, we're a sports station, sports show. What did we leave out?
Friday Night Lights. I had a clip of it, but I've not seen that movie.
That's based on a true story. Trey, do you know what school that is?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Does he play Chad Morris in that movie?
Is it Pierman?
It is.
No.
Permian. No, Permian. Is it Odessa? No, it's, yeah, Permian High School in Odessa.
Odessa.
Now, you saw that movie, right?
Yeah, Odessa.
Yeah, he was pretty good in that.
Yeah.
Was he?
So was, and Roger, you have not mentioned this movie. What is going on?
Say it.
The Alamo.
Damn it!
He played Davy Crockett. Come on, for goodness sake.
He says he's a screamer at the end of that one.
He is?
He says he's a screamer. Yeah. Why does he say that?
I forget. And Roger, we've mentioned it before, Bad News Bears. He did the remake of that.
I saw it. What's the word I'm looking for? It sucked.
Yes.
I mean, you can't, you just, you, you, he tried too hard, tried to be... Walter tried Matthau. To be what Walter Matthau couldn't be, to take it away from B. I don't even know if the original was an R, but he R'd it up. Yeah. And it just, I don't think it needed it, because just like, but he had a great conversation cussing with the kid in The Bad Santa. I mean, we just talked, he's got to be, what
well,
you?
And then you think about it, he's made Landman. He is the reason Landman is successful.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in 1883.
How many seasons?
He was in Fargo. He was in, I think he did, he just was a narrator in Fargo, that's all.
No, he played a character in Fargo, not the movie, the TV show.
TV show, yeah.
He played a character.
And then Goliath, I've heard, that was a 5-year or 6-year run on that thing. I didn't watch one episode of that, but that has gotten, it's
that's
got 30,
on Prime, I believe.
32 episodes. So, anyway, it's his birthday today, Trey. I know you would want to celebrate that in addition to all your basketball
Trey, you
coverage.
Want to?
Yeah, I want to. I'm gonna celebrate it.
All right, listen, have a safe trip back. Yeah, get a little bit more sun today. Get the Hogs. Will the Hogs win by 50 today? Yes.
I don't. Okay.
What do you think? No?
Okay.
Over and under 50?
I think it's probably... I'm going to go 48.
What?
48 is bum.
Yeah.
What is that? That's a bum move.
All right, buddy. All right, good work. Good work. Somebody had to be down
Not
in the 50. Bahamas.
Somebody
had to be in the Bahamas. Trey took that responsibility.
You did it, Tripper. Way to go, Buck.